Welcome to the Money Matters Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Torres. This episode is brought to you by Crowdsourced Books. Crowdsourced Books provides you with all the resources you need to become a successful author. You can find out more by visiting crowdsourcedbooks.com. All right, now let's jump into the episode.
Top tips for success, where I introduce to you business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. Today, I'm really excited. I have Rebecca So on the line. She's the CEO of Sway Company, LLC, who has a all-natural product, which I'm sure she's going to be happy to tell us all about. So first, Rebecca, I'd just like to say thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Fantastic. So, Rebecca, this audience, so the people that listen to this podcast, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, some are, you know, just starting out their career as an entrepreneur, or maybe they're just getting out of school, so they're just starting their executive journey. Some are a little bit further along the way, but let's just start out with, you know, your history as an entrepreneur. How were you bit by that bug?
Well, I actually have always had an entrepreneurial spirit in me. But as a Chinese immigrant, my parents have always insisted that I follow the traditional path and become a professional. So I've been a CPA for 20 years. But, you know, I see my clients succeed as entrepreneurs, and I look at their services that they provide, their products, the company, how they grow. And I've always feel like, you know, I see them succeed, but I want to also pursue my own dream too. But it's just always just waiting for that moment or for that idea to come along. And over the years, I've had many ideas that got shot down. And until recently, I would say actually about a year ago, that I realized I have a product that I can market because there's nothing like that on the market. Why don't I bring that to market? And that's how it started.
Wow. And we're going to get a little bit more into your product, so don't worry. I do want to hear more about that. But something you bring up a very interesting point, whether you meant to do it or not, Rebecca, and that is, and your journey as an entrepreneur, it's not an all or nothing proposition. So meaning some of the people I've had on the show are saying, you know, they're executives and they're like, no, I 100% did not want to own my own business because I didn't want to take that additional risk. Some people on this show have said, you know, I didn't have a dollar to my name, but all I had was a dream and I was going for broke no matter what. And that was that. I had to succeed or else I'd starve. And so what you're bringing up is a very interesting point, and that is, you know, you can kind of straddle the line between a traditional position and be very successful there and also be an entrepreneur. Can you talk a little bit more about kind of what that looks like? Because I haven't really talked to too many people on this show about, you know, kind of doing both, so to speak.
Well, if you're thinking about getting a work-life balance by, okay, owning your business and have more freedom, that would be absolutely the opposite. Because as a partner at a CPA firm, yes, we go through a lot of tax season, audit season, long hours and all that. But you have some downtime, let's say at the end of a tax season, at the end of a project, you can actually put down your work and then enjoy life a little bit. But as soon as I become an entrepreneur, you're just really working 24/7. You're dreaming about it. You're thinking about it all the time. And since I work on both areas, I still have a full-time job. Basically, my nights and my weekends are all devoted to my Sway business. So It is hard, but at the same time, it's very, very rewarding because you feel like you're productive all the time. Then, of course, there's some sacrifices, but at the end, the joy I get out of building my own business is far more rewarding. It's something I would not give up. So I encourage people, if they have a dream, but then maybe circumstances prohibit them from giving up their job, you know, find a way because in the end, it's going to pay off.
Hey, I love it. And I don't think that anybody listening to this is under the preconceived notion of work-life balance. That if you're going the entrepreneurial route in any way, shape, or form, I think everybody listening to this knows, hey, you can't do it just a little bit. So you're gonna by definition give up some of those other things that maybe the person that's not willing or doesn't care to make those sacrifices, they're not gonna go through. So some say we're a glutton for punishment. Others say, hey, we're just inspired. So you choose, right?
Yes. Right. So that's why go ahead.
Let's talk a little bit more about Sway. And about your products and kind of your inspiration for that. So tell me a little bit more about that.
All right. So it started out very late because, you know, just like a lot of people, I need deodorant, right? But I could never find anything that works for me. And I even used those chemical ones that literally burned my underarms. And most of them, actually all of them, would leave these white residue on my dresses. And I go to these networking events a lot and wear sleeveless dress and cocktail dresses, and it's embarrassing to have all these white marks on my dress. And I've tried everything. So I thought, why don't I just try to make something myself? And the way I discovered, so let me tell you more about Sway itself. Sway is the first and only all-natural deodorant on the market that uses apple cider vinegar. And what's special about it is that, number one, it works and it lasts. It works by restoring the natural pH balance of your underarms, so it prevents the growth of odor-causing bacteria. And the best feature about it is that it is absolutely residue-free. And I chose apple cider vinegar. It's also, it was quite accidental. 3 years ago, I was suffering from adult acne due to stress from my work and all that stuff, all the fun stuff. So I made a facial toner out of apple cider vinegar, and somehow I made too big of a batch. And don't ask me why. I just thought I tried it on my underarms and see if it works. That's why I thought, yeah, it's weird that I decided to do that. And it worked. So I've been using it for 3 years, but I never thought to market it or anything. I was just, wow, it's perfect. I don't have to use all those chemical ones anymore. And the reason I thought about marketing it again is also by accident. I was on an audit field work with seven other staff. So when you're clamped in a tiny conference room with seven other people over 3-4 weeks, then you really get to know each other at a very personal level.
Yeah.
So somehow we started talking about body odor. We talked about deodorant. We talked about antiperspirant, aluminum, and all that stuff. And I was lecturing them, do not use aluminum because you what aluminum does is that it blocks the sweat glands so that you don't sweat. And if you don't sweat, you don't smell, because it's the bacteria that act on the sweat that gives out the odor. But if the toxin has no way to come out, if you're not sweating, where does it go? It goes back into your body. So you're meant to sweat. So I was lecturing my staff, do not use aluminum. And I told them about this concoction that I made at home, and I said, okay, well, I'll make some samples for you guys to try. And that's how it's like one thing led to another. I just started making a bunch of samples and have people try it and to validate my product. And Sway was born.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, so if you think about it, though, how you came about this is very organic. It's, you know, not forced. It's saying, you know, there was a need that you were just trying to solve for yourself. There's a problem. You found a solution. Others were having that same problem, and you found and you shared with them. Based off of doing that, you created something in the market, a big, huge market. that was uniquely you and that you believed in and that you were willing to go behind. So I think those key elements are really part of a lot of entrepreneurs' journey, is just solving a problem. So a lot of that in terms of organic growth, it's just amazing, because really you as the face of it it gives the product, it gives the idea, it gives it all a little bit more backing. So in terms of your next steps for Slay, I mean, what are your thoughts? What are your plans for the company?
Definitely bringing it to the next level. We've been selling online only, but my plan is to get it to more retail stores. So I'm gearing up to going to more trade shows, presenting to more retailers. So really bringing Slay to the next level, adding more products, adding more different fragrance, different scents and different line of products to really grow it. And
got it.
Social media marketing too is always a big thing. So that always generating content. And so planning out many different kinds of campaigns. And as a CPA, that, you know, it's like a huge lesson that I'm still learning, because, I'm good with tax planning, all that stuff, but Instagram, it's a brand new thing for me.
Got it, Rebecca. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Leslie, just to end off, where can people, what's your website? Where can people order Slay? Where can people reach out to you?
My website is lovemysway.com, lovemysway.com. And they can email me at rebecca@lovemysway.com. I respond to 100% of the email.
All right, Rebecca. Well, hey, again, appreciate you being on the show. For all those entrepreneurs listening out there, hey, listen to Rebecca. You can do both, but don't expect work-life balance. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you.